Practical approaches to ferret emergency care tips. Practical approaches to ferret emergency care can make all the difference when your furry friend is not feeling well. It's vital to recognize the signs of illness and know what to do in an emergency. This guide will help you spot common symptoms, understand when to rush to the vet, and learn essential first aid techniques. With the right tips, you can become the best ferret caregiver and keep your little buddy safe and healthy. Let's dive into the must-have knowledge for taking excellent care of your ferret. Recognizing signs of ferret illness. Common symptoms you should watch for as a ferret owner. You want to keep your furry friend healthy and happy. Watching for signs of illness is crucial. Here are some common symptoms to keep an eye on. 1. Loss of appetite. If your ferret suddenly stops eating or drinking, it could be a sign of trouble. 2. Lethargy. If your playful ferret seems tired or inactive, it's time to take notice. 3. Weight loss. Unexplained weight loss can indicate a serious health issue. 4. Vomiting or diarrhea. These can lead to dehydration and should not be ignored. 5. Difficulty breathing. If your ferret is wheezing or struggling to breathe, this is an emergency. When to seek immediate ferret emergency care. Knowing when to rush your ferret to the vet can save their life. Here are situations that call for immediate care. 1. Severe trauma. If your ferret has been injured, don't wait. Get them to a vet right away. 2. Persistent vomiting. If your ferret vomits more than once, it's time to act. 3. Severe lethargy. If your ferret is unresponsive or barely moving, seek help immediately. 4. Seizures. Any seizure activity should be treated as an emergency. 5. Difficulty walking. If your ferret is stumbling or unable to stand, it's critical to get them checked. Understanding the importance of early detection is key to keeping your ferret healthy. The sooner you spot symptoms, the better the chances of successful treatment. Think of it like catching a small leak before it becomes a flood. Regular checkups with the vet can help identify issues before they escalate. For a more comprehensive understanding, consider familiarizing yourself with common ferret illnesses. Here's a simple summary of the symptoms and when to seek help. Symptoms: when to seek help. Loss of appetite if it lasts more than a day. Lethargy if it lasts more than a day. Weight loss if noticeable over a week. Vomiting or diarrhea if persistent. Difficulty breathing immediately. Severe trauma immediately. Persistent vomiting immediately. Severe lethargy immediately. Seizures immediately. Difficulty walking immediately. Essential ferret first aid tips. Basic first aid procedures for your ferret when your ferret is in distress. Quick action can make all the difference. Here are some basic first aid procedures you should know. 1. Stay calm. Your ferret can sense your emotions. Take a deep breath to keep both you and your pet relaxed. 2. Assess the situation. Look for signs of injury or illness. Is your ferret limping? Are they breathing differently? 3. Control bleeding. If there's bleeding, apply gentle pressure with a clean cloth or bandage. 4. Check for breathing. If your ferret is not breathing, you may need to perform CPR. Gently blow into their nose and give them chest compressions. 5. Contact a vet. Always call your vet as soon as you can. They are your best resource for emergencies. Creating a ferret first aid kit at home. Having a well-stocked first aid kit can save precious time in an emergency. Here's how to set one up. 1. Choose a container. Use a sturdy box or bag that's easy to grab. 2. Label it. Make sure everyone in the household knows where it is and what it's for. Must-have items for effective ferret emergency care. Here is a handy list of must-have items for your ferret's first aid kit. 1. Bandages, to cover wounds and control bleeding. 2. Gauze pads, for larger cuts or scrapes. 3. Antiseptic wipes, to clean wounds before bandaging. 4. Tweezers, for removing splinters or foreign objects. 5. Thermometer, to check for fever. 6. Emergency contact info. Vet and poison control numbers. These items can be a lifesaver in an emergency. Make sure to check your kit regularly to replace any used or expired items. Urgent ferret care techniques. How to perform ferret CPR safely. If your ferret is unresponsive or not breathing, quick action can save its life. Here's how to perform CPR on your furry friend. 1. Check for breathing. Look for chest movement or listen for breathing sounds. If your ferret isn't breathing, proceed with CPR. 2. Position your ferret. Lay your ferret on its side on a flat surface. 3. Chest compressions. Use your hand to compress the chest just behind the front legs. Aim for 100 to 120 compressions per minute. 4. Rescue breaths. After every 30 compressions, give 2 rescue breaths. Close the ferret's mouth and breathe gently into its nose until you see the chest rise. 5. Continue. Keep alternating between compressions and breaths until help arrives or your ferret starts breathing. Remember, staying calm is key. Your ferret can feel your stress, so take a deep breath and focus on the task at hand. Treatment for common ferret injuries. Injuries can happen in a flash. Here's how to handle some common ones. Injury type: first aid steps, cuts and scrapes clean with mild soap and water. Apply a bandage. Sprains: keep the ferret still and apply a cold pack for 15 minutes. Bites: clean the wound thoroughly and monitor for infection. Heatstroke: move to a cool area and offer water. Use a damp cloth to cool down. Act fast. Proper care can make all the difference in your ferret's recovery. Knowing when to consult a veterinarian. Sometimes you need a professional. Here are signs that it's time to call the vet. 1. Persistent vomiting, if your ferret can't keep food down for more than a few hours. 2. Lethargy, if your ferret is unusually tired or unresponsive. 3. Difficulty breathing. Any signs of distress in breathing should be treated seriously. 4. Severe pain, if your ferret is whining, hiding, or showing signs of pain. These signs can be serious. Don't hesitate to reach out for help. Your ferret's health is worth it.